Welcome back, Eternal Sweats, to the 52nd episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm gonna be doing a review, actually, of Chapter 2, Season... Wait, no, I'm tripping. I have not played, like, this game in so long, and I have not done a podcast episode in so long. Like, I'm just so used to seeing Chapter 2. Chapter 3, Season 1, and I have lots of stuff to talk about. This feels crazy because I haven't done a podcast episode like in a while, because I didn't know that like school and basketball and other things would be like so busy and stuff. But the things that I do know that are in chapter 3, season 1 is that Spider-Man is in the battle pass. There's a whole new map with lots of new named and unnamed locations. And there's the Spider-Man mythics came out today. There's different types, which is like kind of confusing. I'm gonna have to explain that. what else? I'm just gonna have to like look at the website, but yeah, let's get into this. Alright, so I'm going to be getting my information off of the Epic Games Fortnite website. And if my mic sounds like, well, if the episode sounds a bit different, it's because I'm not on my normal, like, mic'd up setup with my headphones and the interface and all of that. It's because my mom and dad have been using it for other things. So I'm going to try and get back to that, but I'm just recording straight from my iPad. It still sounds good, though, but that's all right. So I'm just going to read straight from the the website. So it says, "Welcome to the next chapter of Fortnite. The island from Chapter 2 has been turned upside down. Literally, step onto the new island and explore every corner of an undiscovered world in Fortnite Chapter 3 Season 1 Flipped. Breaking the ice. Fortnite Chapter 3 Season 1 is a new beginning, a perfect starting point for the players and a perfect returning point for those who haven't played in a while. Witness and Wintry, new island thaw, I think. Discover new locations plus a few surprises. Seize victory crowns and complete new quests. Slide, swing, and retreat. Running downhill, try sliding to get around quickly and evade enemy fire, while still being able to shoot and build. Want to swing on the daily bugle and other buildings. Starting December 11th, which was 3 days ago, you'll be able to put on Spider-Man's web shooters. Did an enemy knock you out? You're now able to crawl faster to safely reach your squad. You can now pick stuff up while knocked out too." Dang, that's actually sick. I didn't know. "Swing at Spidey. You can put on the Spider-Man's web shooters no matter what outfit you're using, but you can also put them on as the iconic web slinger himself. With the Chapter 3 Season 1 Battle Pass, unlock outfits like Spider-Man, the Wanderer, Ronin, I don't know how to say that, the Outlaw, Harlow, and more. Later on in Chapter 3 Season 1, unlock the leader of the Legendary 7th, the Foundation, and speaking of Spider-Man, look out for new Spideys, plus a new friends, a few friends and foes dropping into the shop throughout the season. XP beyond Battle Royale. Battle Royale isn't the only place to earn XP towards your battle pass. You can also earn XP from Accolades and Creative. Creators can, I don't know what that says, incorporate Accolades in their maps, games, or experiences for players jumping in. Play your preferred way to unlock Spidey, the Foundation, and more. Snow and sea, desert and pasture. The new island isn't just a fresh battlefield. It's also ripe for exploration roam the western snowfield and ascend to a seventh outpost. Traverse the eastern tropics with the motorboat. Get a taste of cozy living in Condo Canyon, and after most of the snow has thawed, cross the grasslands and discover in previously snowed in secret. That's pretty cool. Start a camp with your squad. Found a pristine landscape you don't want to leave behind. I think I said that. Pristine. Need a home base while exploring the island? Throw down a tent to heal up or stash items to collect in the future matches. A teammate can use your tent to assemble their own, meaning the whole squad can get in on the fun. If if the storm's coming up on your camp, pack your tents for a new campsite or leave them if there is no time. You can still access your stash items and new tents. Take the crown, defend the crown. Place highly enough in Battle Royale and you'll earn a victory crown. You'll start your next match wearing a crown, but with bragging rights come high stakes. The crown will shine in all its glory, making you stand out to those seeking a victory crown of their own. Hold on to your crown for bonus XP during the match, and if you're skilled enough to win while wearing the crown, you'll get an exclusive emote. That's pretty cool. So, I'm gonna see if I can get the locations popped up. Chapter 3. New locations. No, I don't want 10 bits. While I'm finding it, I'll just say that there's lots of new features. There's lots of new cool features. Especially with the camp, with the tent thing, which is very cool. And you can, like, store things in there, and you can still go to them in future matches, and they will still be there in future matches. Okay, I just found this website right now, so I'll read it. The guide contains the locations of all 7 loot vaults of Chapter 3. Oh, wait, no, I don't want that. What is it showing now? Okay, hold on. I don't want the vault locations. Chapter 3. All new locations. Fortnite. Bro, this is sweet. All named locations. Is it gonna load, bro? Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I couldn't find it. So, all the new locations, and it's a totally new map. The map is, like, literally flipped over. I didn't know there was a other side of the map all this time. So, there is Camp Cuddle, Chonker Speedway, Coney Crossroads, Condo Canyon, Greasy Grove, Log Jam Lumberyard. I don't know what's happening out there. Here, I'm gonna move my iPad because this is gonna get loud. Alright. Sorry about the garage noise. So, Log Jam Lumberyard, Sleepy Sound, Shifty Shafts is back also, The Sanctuary, Rocky Reels, which is kind of like Risky Reels. The Daily Bugle, the Joneses, and that's it. And also, I heard that Tilted Towers is gonna come back, and it's, like, covered up in snow. So, yeah. Hold up, I'm gonna see who's here, bro. Okay. I'm gonna see if there's any stuff here that I can read. Mistletoes and alkalies. Oh. I could read off the new weapons. Okay, hold on. Chapter 3. All new weapons. And I also forgot to say that Fortnite pretty much took out all of the regular guns. They took out the AR. They took out both of the ARs. They took out both of the shotguns. They vaulted all those things. There's, like, totally new things. There's totally new ARs. There's new shotguns. There's new SMGs. There's a new pistol. And they took out the snipers, of course. There's a new sniper. So, like, they just replaced everything for a different thing. So, which is kind of crazy. So, Fortnite, best new, bro. This thing keeps on popping up. I don't want to see the best. I just want to see, like, all of them. Check this out. Okay. I can't find it, bro. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. I have to find it, and I'm sorry that I cannot find it. I'll be back. Okay, I found it. That was kind of funny because, like, right after I stopped this segment, literally, like, 2 seconds after, I found a website that shows the weapons. So, I'm gonna go over the vaulted weapons in Fortnite Chapter 3, Season 1. So, first we have the standard assault rifle, burst assault rifle, pump shotgun, lever action shotgun, combat shotgun, flint knock pistol, standard SMG, automatic sniper, ATKs, which is a vehicle, spicy splashes. No, that's not right. I thought spicy splashes are still in. I think they might be out. I'm not sure, though. I swear I could have saw them. Shopping carts and brutes. And here are the things that got unvaulted. There's only two things. It's the heavy shotgun and the quad crusher. I didn't know that the heavy shotgun got unvaulted. So here are all the new weapons. So first, we have the Ranger assault rifle. It's great for medium to long range combat. This assault rifle appears to be an improvement of the heavy assault rifle, possibly with higher recoil. Next is the MK7 assault rifle. This assault rifle was created using the highly advanced technology of the seven. I think that's a typo. I'm supposed to say seventh. Built for medium to long range combat. This is a special version of this weapon that comes with a faster firing rate available to players that they wish they could take down the foundation. So this weapon, the MK7 assault rifle, is really good. It's like a gun from like Halo or Destiny 2 or Apex Legends or like Call of Duty. It's like one of those weapons where like it zooms in to like first person and it has like that red dot. But it's a cool weapon. Next we have the Striker pump shotgun. For power and extreme damage, the Striker pump shotgun deals more damage using more rounds in a single burst. Next is the auto shotgun. For faster reload and high firing rate, the auto shotgun is the weapon for the job. Built for speed, this weapon should come in handy if you choose to attack enemies while sliding or to get a close range shot at your enemy. Next is the Stinger SMG, a weapon seen across multiple shooter games. The Stinger SMG finally makes its way to Fortnite. Great for medium range battles and intense firefights. This SMG can take down enemies and buildings alike without breaking a sweat. Next is a sidearm pistol, a weapon that can deal a considerable amount of damage at a close to medium range. The sidearm pistol is the best early game weapon for players to get in loot chests. And the bonus is that it deals high headshot damage to your enemies in close quarters combat. And this is a sniper I was talking about earlier. So it is called the Hunter Bolt Action Sniper. If you prefer landing shots from great distances, there's a new weapon in the game that will get you there in about 3 shots, dealing high damage with 3 rounds per clip. This weapon will turn all enemies into target practice. So that's all of the, well, what I just went over is all of the new weapons. I went over the vaulted weapons, and there's only 2 unvaulted weapons. So, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can go over, but I don't think there is. I bet there's, like, way much more other stuff that you guys know more of, but I'm gonna have to, like, figure it out, and I'm gonna make, like, a sort of part 2 episode. I'm definitely gonna do weapon breakdowns on the new weapons. Oh, I still have to talk about the Spider-Man thing. So the Spider-Man mythic, there's you can like find them all over the map. I forgot what it looks like, but like you will find like the webs. Look for webs. Actually that's a bad way to explain it. It kind of looks like a backpack, and then like it's webbed to like some sort of wall or a tree, I'm pretty sure. But I only saw it for a glimpse of in a video that Lachlan, he's a Fortnite YouTuber. So there's like different types. So, and it's a mythic. I'm trying to see how I can explain this. So, one of them, like it has like a certain amount of limit that you can go to, like per swing. I think like per every 2 swings, like, the number goes down. I think it starts at 80, and that's, like, how many swings you can do. But there's, like, also unlimited ones where, like, you can just have it forever. And there's also a 10-second cooldown. But it's just, like, I'm pretty sure every 2 swings or, like, every certain amount of number, just, like, that number would go down. I think it starts, like, at 80. In 90, and there's other ones, but I'm not quite sure. I just heard like Lachlan say that, but I would have to get more into that to like actually know what I'm talking about. But there's other things I'm gonna have to talk about on this podcast, because I bet there's like other secrets and other really good tips to use in chapter 3, season 1. But a good tip is, like, if you're going down a mountain, then you can slide. I would slide and not just, like, go down itself. And, yeah, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review. And you can also leave me a 5-star review. You can send me an email at eternalroyalpodcast@gmail.com. Pretty sure. I haven't done this in a long time, but I'm going to put it in the description anyways. And you can be featured on my episode for that. But yeah, that was, it felt good to do an episode. I haven't done like an episode in a long time. I think I did okay. But I'll get the hang of it when I get back more into it. But yeah, thanks for listening to this episode, and I will see you guys later. Peace.